Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Sister Rosemarie Gonzalez. And you were mentioning the daily activities you have here. You have some micro businesses, and then they work outside, and you try to get them within a two-year period, more or less, back into the community and detox and get them out of the drugs, whether it's alcohol or drugs, the substance control substances. In terms of the community, you're for the Catholic order, the Sisters of Notre Dame, right?
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But the persons, do they have to be Catholic to receive, the benefits of this program?
No, they need to want to make a change in their lives. But it is not, it doesn't matter what religion or if they don't have a religion that they would belong to. We do encourage that there is a God who loves them and, you know, to relate to him in some way or another.
Right.
We have some activities which are completely volunteer if they want to go to them. For instance, we have a prayer circle in the mornings for those who wish to go, and there what they share is their lives, where God has been, where they have found God in their life, or where they have separated themselves from God, what God has done for them. Many of them feel that they know that there is a God because that they are still alive, and maybe someone who was in the street with them or they met up many times is now no longer alive. And so many of them feel that they have been touched by God in some way.
And one of the things that is really kind of unique about this location, besides all the things we were talking about, the bars and the drug points and all, but there are a lot of churches around you, of course, besides the Catholic, the San Agustin, but there are the Lutheran, the Methodist, and I imagine just
Baptist, all
around within a block. I mean, of everything.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
So and so you'll have people from all these different churches and does that. So very good. In terms of your development, first of all, let's go back to kind of like the beginning. Mm-hmm. When did you decide that the religious life was going to be your vocation? Was there a moment that came of truth, or this was a development very slow?
Well, I think it was actually, I can't say there was a specific moment that I realized that I was called to the religious life. It was something very subtle and normal, and I don't know, it just, it turned out to be something that sort of like I knew was going to happen, but without even thinking about it and feeling that.
Then it evolved slowly.
Yes.
It was
yes.
Naturally. It wasn't a moment.
Naturally, exactly. That's the word I wanted.
Were your parents or other family members kind of counting on you to become or leaning you towards that? Or this
no,
was just very personal?
Really.
This was just personal. Okay.
In fact, my parents really, when I said that I was going to join religious life, were very upset because, they wanted me, they wanted what all parents usually want, is there to have grandchildren and whatnot. And so they really tried to get me to change my mind. And it was very hard for them in the beginning. But once when I came back after the novitiate, and my first mission was in Puerta de Tierra, and they saw the happiness in my face and in, my expressions, then they became very proud and very happy,
And your first assignment was San Agustin,
as
a teacher. You wanted
That's
to be
right.
a teacher, and you became... And you had one sister and three brothers?
And three brothers, that's right.
So that was okay, so that's the five.
Right.
Okay, right. And one of the things I in talking with Sister Rosemary before going on the program, we have something in common, more or less the same age, but besides that, we both, our families moved to the States, more or less at the same age. I was 5 and you were about 4, yeah. And we went through grammar school in the States, so that's that right. was something that we had in common. You came back in terms of studying here at Perpetuo Socorro.
Mm-hmm. Perpetuo Help.
Perpetuo Socorro in Miramar. And in terms of choosing the order, the religious order, tell us how you made the decision to go to the Sisters of Notre Dame.
I think God works very surprisingly in me, and he catches me off on, inspires me or whatever, or lets me know somehow. It's happened many different ways and for many different things. But like for religious life, once I felt sure that that was what the Lord was calling me to, I was going to enter into the community that I had been with in the 7th and 8th grade in the States. When I came back to Puerto Rico and I was in Perpetuo Socorro, I was with another congregation of sisters. But I still had thought I was going to enter with the other sisters, with the Marymount sisters. And it just happened overnight. I woke up one morning and I told my father I asked him to take me to the Sisters of Notre Dame, that I was going to enter with them.
The Sisters of Notre Dame is the order that
teaches
at Perpetuo Socorro.
Right.
And
that's
the
right.
teacher and the Marymount where you had the 7th and 8th grade in Tarrytown,
mm-hmm. Tarrytown,
Rochelle,
New York,
West uh-huh. Chester County.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
so you're torn between, you know, the New York and the, so you teach all of a sudden one day you got up and you said, I'm going to be Sisters of Notre Dame with the Perpetuo Socorro. So mm-hmm. that was it.
That was
and your first assignment was San Agustin, which is where we still are. I mean,
that's
where
right.
you still are. So
and then I found out that my parents had been married in San Agustin. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's tremendous.
That's so there's just a lot of things that the Lord has done.
And for the religious order, it was to be a teacher. And you came back to San Agustin and taught elementary school
that's
for
right.
many years. And most of the time you went to the Fajardo, you ended up being a teacher of teachers. Tell us your development in the order as you progressed, and then we'll go into where you became an entrepreneur, because you were a teacher and a teacher of teachers, and then you became an entrepreneur. But tell us how you developed as a, you know, in the order throughout those years.
Well, as we said, my first mission was in St. Augustine's in Puerta de Tierra, and with people who were low income and who needed a lot of help. And I always wanted to work with the poor. And so I was assigned here, 5th grade, and my first time in teaching, 64 children in the classroom. Just a little bit different from nowadays, but it was a challenge, but I loved it. It was really good. And from there, I went, after 6 years, I went to Fajardo to teach in our school in Fajardo. And there I had the 7th and 8th grade. And also in both of the places, I worked a lot with the youth outside of classroom time, in clubs and in different ways. From Fajardo, I then became in charge of formation of our sisters, of vocations, of young women wanting to become religious. And so I was 14 years actually in that ministry of helping women decide to become, who wanted to become religious. And the last 2 years of that, and then 4 years more, I was the superior, the religious superior here in Puerto Rico of our sisters in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And from there, I went.
How many at that time when you were the superior? How many religious members of the religious order of Notre Dame were in Puerto Rico? You said now there were about 16, more or less, now at this
now
day.
Now we're around time? 16. At that time, it was about 45, more or less.
That's always a, that's
there.
So that's a like a general manager.
Yeah. <It's> a,
so you were running not a business because it's a religious order, but it has all the complexities of making sure everybody is doing what they have to do, mm-hmm. and people are happy. And so it's a, yeah. I always consider that, you know, people just think of businesses, but when you get into the orders or civics or philanthropy, you have the same challenges. And
that's
even,
right.
And mm-hmm. even more because you don't pay salaries. It's just based on,
that's right.
It's just based on vocation, mm-hmm. and religious callings, and also it's a, mm-hmm. it's a tremendous, we're gonna have to take another break and we'll come back and then how you decide to go from teaching to this particular project. So I'm with Sister Rosemarie Gonzalez as my guest today. We'll be right back.